14 years ago, Mrs. Patricia Gregory's yacht was wrecked in the South Seas. 14 years, Mrs. Gregory has searched the world over in hope she might find her little daughter Joan alive and well, though the world has always believed the child was lost in the shipwreck. Now the Gregory yacht, the Joan Gregory, is on the high seas, once more searching for little Joan. Captain Bradford is in charge of the cruise for Mrs. Gregory, and Jerry Hall, a young amateur radio operator from California, is with them. The yacht is 5 days out of Los Angeles, running through the South Seas. We find Mrs. Gregory, Captain Pex Bradford, and Jerry Hall in the chart room on the Joan Gregory.
Gee, but it's great to be really in the South Seas with you, Mrs. Gregory. Now that Captain Bradford has quit being suspicious of me.
You could hardly blame him, Jerry. We didn't know there was another radio in the country that would receive on that wavelength, much less transmit on it.
Oh, forget it, son. I guess you'll do.
I only hope we won't be disappointed. If we do locate this island, and if the little girl on it is... Oh, if she only could be my little Joan.
Now, Patricia, don't get too worked up over this story.
But this is the real thing. I know it is. Nobody would make up a story like that about your little girl. And look at the way those mysterious radio messages have kept coming in every day we've been at sea.
I know, Jerry, but people have made up some wild tales to try and get some of my money. You know, I've offered a big reward for news of Joan.
It's swell you named this yacht after her.
I've thought and prayed of nothing but Joan for 14 years. Now, I may be near her at last.
Well, if there's any truth in this story, we'll soon know it. We're about 4,000 miles from Los Angeles.
Are we getting close to the island?
We're getting close to the spot on the chart where the old sailor said the island was, if that means anything.
We've just got to find an island where he said it was.
But the chart shows there isn't an island anybody could live on within 100 miles of the position the old man gave.
Right, Jerry, and the chart is probably correct. We'll keep looking around. A lot of ocean in this vicinity. Then if there is such an island...
Tex, you do think there's a chance, don't you?
Now, don't get your hopes up. There's always a chance of anything happening in the ocean. Come in. Come on in, Skipper. What's on your mind?
Radio.
What about the radio?
Message.
What about?
Sailor.
Let's have it quickly, Skipper. More news about the island?
No.
Come on, Skipper, out with it. What about the old sailor?
Dead.
Dead?
Dead?
No more news, eh?
Nope.
That all there was to it?
Yep.
Then we know as much as the old sailor will ever be able to tell us about his magic island and the little girl on it.
I'm afraid so, Mrs. Gregory. But if the old man told the truth about the position of the island, we can find it easy enough.
That all, Skipper?
Nope.
Got something on your mind?
Yep.
Let's have it.
Come.
Me?
You.
I'll be with you in a minute, Skipper. We've got a little work to do on this chart now.
Now.
Important?
Very.
Okay, you and Jerry work on that chart, Pat. I've got to go up on the bridge with the skipper.
Gee, Captain Bradford's sure a dandy fella, isn't he?
I think so, Jerry.
Uh-huh. I can see you do.
Why, Jerry?
Oh, I don't mind. It's all right with me.
Well, thank you, Jerry.
Oh, that's all right. Say, there's something I don't quite understand about this boat of yours.
Oh, yes?
That funny old guy that was just in here and won't say more than a word at a time, he's the skipper, isn't he?
Yes, and though he does have a peculiar way of speaking, he's the best yacht captain I've ever seen.
Oh, sure. Anybody can see he knows his business on the water. But what I mean is, well, you call him skipper and Captain Bradford captain. Now, all the boats I ever heard of, there was only one skipper and he was the captain, or only one captain and he was the skipper. Or only... Oh, now I'm all mixed up.
Well, that's easy, Jerry. The skipper, Captain John Craig, is captain of my yacht. Captain Bradford's title is from the Army, and he acts as master and owner's representative when we're aboard the Joan Gregory. Anything else you'd like to know about me?
Well, gee, I don't mean to be rude, Mrs. Gregory, but you made me tell you all about myself. And you even had my dad come down to the dock and asked him a lot of questions.
So we did, Jerry. You must remember that you came to my house at midnight, a stranger. And surely you understand that in a case like this, we couldn't take any chances with you.
Well, I'm taking chances with you.
I never thought of it just that way, but perhaps you are, Jerry. Very well. Cross-examine.
Swell. Your house was a funny place. With a front door that took flashlight pictures of a fellow when he opened it.
I have a great many valuable things in my home.
Well, that part's all right. But how about the shortwave radio in your automobile? You know, it's against the law to have a shortwave set in your car. Unless you're working for the government. Say, are you a G-man? I mean a G-lady?
I'm afraid I can't answer that, Jerry. At least not until we know you a little better. In the meantime, you can safely look to Captain Bradford for all your orders.
I'm glad to get that much of it straightened out, anyhow.
And now that you're satisfied as to my offices, we'd better study this chart as Tex told us to.
Oh, may I ask you just one more thing about your little girl?
Of course.
Well, nobody knows exactly what she looks like now. But I've been thinking about that picture you showed me of yourself. You know, taken when you were about the same age Joan is now. Don't you think she would most likely look like that picture?
Why, I suppose she might. Why do you ask?
Well, to tell you the truth, Mrs. Gregory, I've been hoping she would look exactly like that picture.
Uh-huh.
Then if she'll only grow up to be as pretty as you are now, well, it's kind of nice for a fella to know what his girl is going to look like when she gets older.
Jerry, you're way ahead of yourself, I'm afraid. Why, you're just 16 now, and Joan would be barely 15.
Well, 16's pretty old. I guess I know what I want. And when we find Joan, well, you see, I'll show you.
Jerry, you do help me a lot. I've been rather hopeless and doubtful about it all. You seem to be just taking it for granted that we're really going to find my little girl.
Well, I've got a hunch. And when I get a hunch, everything's going to come out slick.
Oh, Tex, what did the skipper say? What's wrong? The storm getting worse?
Sounded like it when you opened that door. But the boat isn't rolling any more than it was.
Well, Tex, what is it? You look so... Has something happened?
I don't think so, yet. But if it hasn't happened, something is going to happen.
What?
The skipper took me up forward and showed me, well, things I'd never seen before.
Is the storm going to be a bad one?
Oh, that wouldn't make Tex act like this, Jerry. He's been through a lot of storms.
But this is different. This is one storm we can't go through.
What? Well, what do you mean, sir?
Just what I said, son. And if it doesn't make sense to you, then we're in the same boat.
Tell us what it is, Tex. Jerry and I aren't afraid. What's going on?
I've been standing up there on the bridge with the skipper for 10 minutes. The bow of this boat has been right up against what I'd call a heavy bank of fog, and there we stay.
Is the wind so high we can't make any headway?
Did you ever see a bank of fog stand? Stand perfectly still in that kind of a wind?
Tex, what are you getting at? A fog bank standing still in a gale. And the boat doesn't make any way?
No, you might as well come on deck, both of you. And you won't think it's just me that's crazy. Come on. Now, come up forward and see it for yourselves.
Golly whiskers! That's some squall, right? And we're running right smack into the center of it.
I've seen lots of these. Let the skipper make everything fast, and we'll go below and ride it out.
You've never seen one of these. We've been right here with the prow of this craft hard against that fog bank for the last half an hour. And the engines are full speed ahead.
You mean that fog is holding us here just like a brick wall?
Bud, that's impossible.
I guess if the storm was hard enough, we'd almost stand still.
We might, Jerry, but that isn't it. Even if that could be the case, wouldn't this fog move a little? Wouldn't the roll of the boat change? And look around you. Wouldn't the storm be going someplace?
Golly gee, you're right, Captain. Look, Mrs. Gregory, the ocean is as smooth as if it had oil on it, everywhere except right in front of us. And the sky is clear. There is something funny about this.
What can it mean, Tex? I never heard of anything like this before. It's weird, uncanny. Just the smooth mountain of fog ahead, dead ahead. We're on the edge of a roaring storm, and yet we can't be, for all's clear around us. The motors are nearly tearing the boat to pieces, yet we don't move. What is it, Tex? What is it?
Now, don't get excited, Mrs. Gregory. I guess nothing can happen that the skipper and Tex and I can't handle.
I'm not exactly afraid.
No, nor I, but I'd like it better if we could understand it.
Will you let me try something, Captain? I've got an idea.
That's one more idea than I've got. Go to it, son.
Well, signal the engine room for full speed astern, and let's see what happens. I never heard of a storm that you couldn't run into or out of or around or away from or something.
We'll try it, Jerry. Full speed astern it is.
Thank you. Now they're coming. It's pulling hard astern now.
But we don't move. The yacht acts as if she was tied up by the bow. We don't move, Tex. We don't move.
Steady, Pat. Don't go to pieces. Well, Jerry?
That didn't do any good, did it? I give up.
There must be something to do. This can't be real.
Gee, that's funny. The storm stopped.
And the engines have stopped.
Everything has stopped. Why, there isn't a sound.
That fog is standing perfectly still and straight, like a gray cement wall. Only a little tiny piece of fog floating off into the still air. This is getting kind of spooky, isn't it?
There's something mighty wrong here. I don't like it.
But what can we do?
Yes, Skipper, what is it now?
Stopped.
What stopped?
Everything.
Generators? And everything in the engine room?
Everything.
I'll get on the radio and see what I can raise.
Stopped.
Well, we can run it from the batteries.
Dead.
Batteries dead, eh? Then every instrument on board is stopped. You stay here and stand watch, Skipper. Hold the crew ready. I've got an idea. Come back in the chart room, Pat. You too, Jerry.
All right.
What are you thinking of, Captain Bradford?
Look at this chart.
Oh, our position doesn't mean anything if the instruments are out of order.
But the instruments were all right just as we hit this thing, whatever it is. We haven't moved since. There. Right there is our exact position. Look at it.
Oh, I see it now. Look, Jerry. We're there. This is the spot.
Then our position is right. The old sailor said, yeah, the ship won't move. That bank of fog. Sure it is. It must be. This is the Magic Island.